Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 30, Mark 10, 30. Look at your neighbor and say, Mark 10, 30. Come on, tell somebody else, Mark 10, 30. Mark 10, 30. New Testament, red letters. How many of you don't believe this? That, how much of a Christian is you don't believe red letters? Mark 10:30, he shall receive 100-fold.
Now.
I heard a sacred cow go, moo. We hit another one, didn't we? We hit another one. Oh, yeah, we run right over a sacred cow then. But certainly the devil would want to convince us that nothing we're doing in our giving and sowing is going to affect us. Why? Because what are we going to do with all this 100-fold harvest? We're going to preach the gospel around the world. We're going to help. Of course he wants us broke. Of course he wants us believing. We're not going to have anything. Because us having resources makes us much more of a problem for him. Much more of a threat.
That is
right. Now in this time, skip down to the end of the verse, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Yeah.
And he talked about laying hold of eternal life. Think about this. What would you think about somebody? Very diligent. We read our scripture, the hands of the diligent be made rich. Hard worker. I mean, from the time they got out of school, got out of college, whatever they're training, they went to work. They work always on the job, always, early to late. And when they make money, they don't blow it. They take it and deposit it in the bank. I mean, they just spend just what they have to, and they deposit the rest in their checking accounts, in their savings accounts. Year after year passes. 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. And they're still living tiny little junky house.
Yep.
They're still driving a 30-year-old wore out in ill repair car. Wearing threadbare clothes. And you come by and see them in their little narrow, cramped place, and they're crying. I said, man, what's wrong?
I'm tired of living like this. Tired of living in this bad place and driving this terrible stuff. And
he said, man, I don't understand. I thought you made good money.
I do make good money.
Got another raise. Just 3 months ago. And what do you do with all that money? I put it in the bank. You've been putting money in the bank for these last 30 years? Yeah. Well, man, you must have a lot of money in there. I better have a lot of money in there. Well, you got all this money. Why don't you draw some out? I don't believe in that drawing out. No, sir. That's an error. That's an error. That's false doctrine. I don't believe in drawing out. You don't believe in drawing out? No, sir. I'm X amount of persuasion Christian. We don't believe in drawing out. Our main preachers have had meetings about it and discussed it at length. And we don't believe in drawing out. You don't believe in drawing out. No, I just believe that the bank knows what I need.
And in their own good time and good way, they'll give it to me. Now you're laughing. But that is spiritual reality for millions of good church-going people. Even people get mad at God. God, this don't make sense to me. That guy over there, he ain't been saved 3 months. And you helped him get a new car? And I've been a faithful Christian for now on 40 years. And I'm living like this. God, when are you going to do something for me? I've been a laying up. I've been giving. I'm a tither. I help the poor. God, when are you going to do something for me? Do anybody remember the story of the prodigal son? Yeah. Sounds just like that, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
You remember when the baby boy took his money, went off and blew it, partying, wild living. Finally came back home and told his dad, you know, I'm not fit to be your son. I just want to be. But the father wouldn't hear it. He brought him in, put the high dollar robe on him, put the fancy ring on his finger, threw a party for him, killed the fatted calf. You remember that?
Yeah.
And the elder boy, he came in from the field. He hears music and dancing, and he wouldn't go in. And the father came out to him and said, son, come on in. Your baby brother's come home. He was dead, but he's alive. We ought to rejoice. And he said, I've been here with you. I've worked with you every day. Everything you told me to do, I did it. And here he takes and blows all your hard-earned money and comes in and you kill. You never gave me anything. You never gave me a little kid of the goats so I could have a little something to do with my friends. You never gave me anything. That was a lie. Have you read the passage? That was a lie.
Yeah.
It said when he distributed, he gave to them.
Yep.
Them.
Yep.
His inheritance. And here he is doing without. Here he is raking by, scraping by, disgruntled, waiting on the Father to do something for him. Why? Because he don't believe in drawing out. I know it sounds funny, but we got millions of church-going people that adamantly don't believe in drawing out. They just believe it's up to God. And yet all these things show us otherwise, but tradition has blinded minds to see this. He said, son, you're always with me. I know that. I know what you do. How many of the Lord knows what we do? He, no way. He's going to forget what you've done. He said, you're always with me. All I have is yours. He didn't say, I'm going to give you something. I'm sorry. I hadn't been more attentive. I will do more for you in the future. No, no, no. Everything I have is yours. You look back in the previous verses, he gave it to him when he gave it to the younger boy.
Right.
What else is he saying to him? Boy, you could have had a robe anytime. You could have helped yourself to the jewelry box anytime. You could have had a party every other night if you wanted to. Right? It was yours, but you didn't take advantage of it. You didn't lay hold of it. My father in the faith, Kenneth Hagin, said years ago when he first went into the ministry, actually he'd pastored a little while and then he's out on the road. But being out on the road and not having a regular salary from the church, and he said also the church was bringing them food all the time, and the church would buy them a new suit and a new dress to send them on their conventions. But now he's out here on the road, and he's got all these extra expenses, and he's got no regular income, and in just a few months, he started going in the hole. And after being out on the road for some time, he said he got so tough, he's fasted and sought the Lord for, I think it was 3 days, he said, and just because something's got to happen here and he needs to know what to do. And he said, Lord, I obeyed you. I left my last church and I've gone out here doing what you told me to do. But you said if I was willing and obedient, I'd eat the good of the land. And I'm not eating the good of the land. My children are not adequately clothed and fed. I'm behind on all my bills. I'm not making my budgets. Lord, help me. And he'd been praying like that, And I won't go into all the details, but he said the Lord spoke to him during that time and told him to stop praying about money the way he had been praying about money. Brother Hagin's got a little book. I believe it's called How God Taught Me About Prosperity. Little mini book. I recommend it to you. And he goes into that testimony in that. He said, the Lord told him, stop praying about money like you've been praying. What's he been doing? Pleading. Trying to get God to help him. And the Lord says, stop that. Did you know believers are not beggars?
That's right.
Begging is a sign you're not believing. If you're believing, you're not begging. If you're begging, you're not believing. He said, don't pray about money like you've been praying. He said, the money you need, the currency, is here in the earth. But he said, claim what you need. Now, let me stop here. Based on what? Why would you have a right to claim? Because you've been laying up. And one of the reasons that the Lord deals with us to sow at specific times is because He knows what's coming up down the road and what we're going to need. And if we obey Him when we get to it, He will remind us of what we sowed. And we'll have confidence to go, man, I got seed in the ground. I got a right to claim this and believe this. He said, quit praying about money like you've been praying about money. Another way of saying that, quit begging me for it. Quit asking me for it. He said, claim what you need out of this world system.
Yes, hallelujah.
Claim what you need. You need X amount for your budget? Claim it. I'm going to interject a little thought here. Round it off on the fat side. You can always use a little extra.
Yeah.
Huh? If it's $385, just go ahead and round it off to $500.
Yeah.
Round it off. Claim what you need out of this world system. Say, Satan, take your hands off my money.
Yes, hallelujah.
I claim $500 out of this world system. I claim it. I believe I receive it.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
What is that? It's making a withdrawal.
Yes.
I said it's making a withdrawal. I know a lot of folks don't believe that, and that's why they're not bothered with it. But it's how this church operates. It's how we've been operating from day one.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida, on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me